Arvo's with Tim Shield
on Double J.
Laura Jane Grace, welcome to Double J.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
So, look, everyone had 2020 plans that have been disrupted in different ways. So what was your plan for this year?
I started out the year thinking that I was going to be making a record with Against Me. And we had spent like a week in the studio in January, a week in the studio in February, a week in the studio in March. And then I opened up for Bernie Sanders, Senator Bernie Sanders at a rally in Michigan. And the day after that, we left on a tour. We got three shows into the tour, and then we had to cancel the rest of the tour because of the pandemic and come home. And then we slowly, month by month, then had to cancel everything else for the rest of the year. And it was clear that everything had just fallen apart.
So this album, Stay Alive, are these the songs that you were working on with the band, with Against Me?
They were songs that we had worked on, yeah, but there was a lot more songs. Like, we had probably like 30, 35 songs that we were working between and still didn't feel like we had the record. You know, it wasn't like we were a day away from recording and then this happened and then I just decided to do it all on my own. We didn't really know what we were doing. We were just kind of starting out getting into it. But having that many songs like already written and then having the pandemic be so open-ended of not knowing when we were going to get back together again, because all of us live in different states, all of us live in different cities. So the idea of like, well, this could last a year, it could last 2 years. What, after 2 years, are we going to want to come back and jump into the 30 songs that we were working on pre-pandemic? Like, it seemed like they'd be stale at that point and it have already lost their relevance. So I just took a look at what it was there and I was like, you know, I think there's just already a record here if I just rework it.
And so you make the decision to call up Steve Albini and get in a room with him or adjacent to him and just record all these songs in a really stripped back fashion. It makes this album feel really urgent and really present in a way. Does it feel like the most present album you've ever made because you went into it with that idea of like, I'm just going to capture me in a room doing my thing?
Yeah, it very much so does. And it very much felt like a movie in so many ways, like preparing to go into the studio felt like the music montage scene of the movie, like the beginning of Rocky IV, where Rocky's in Russia, waking up every morning doing push-ups. Literally, I would wake up every morning and do push-ups, running in the snow, and then prepping for the fight. But then the actual recording experience switched to like the scariest sci-fi movie you've ever seen at the end of the world, where it was just me and Steve alone in the studio, and both of us are wearing face masks. And if you know Steve's style, like, he wears a jumpsuit while he's recording, a beanie hat like I'm wearing, and so all it is you know, a pair of eyes behind glasses that I see of Steve, and the two of us alone. And I would go into the live room, and when I would record, I would take my face mask off, but other than that, I had a face mask on the whole time. But very isolated and strange feeling. But then also, you know, working really hard too, just like banging it out, pulling long hours.
That idea of you Rocky style in hardcore preparation before going into battle or going into the fight or whatever. With Steve Albini's reputation, did you prepare like extra hard?
100%. Like I knew that if I wasn't prepared going into the studio, that I was going to lose his respect and lose his patience. That he wasn't going to be someone who would give me an opinion on like, well, what do you think about the vocal melody there? Or should I double the chorus here? Like, he would not care about that. But that's not what I wanted from him. I wanted someone to set up microphones, to press record, and to make it sound good. I didn't want anyone giving me an opinion and telling me like, and making me second guess myself, because I wanted to be sure going into it, like exactly what I wanted out of the songs. And that's the experience I got. So
I'm chatting with Laura Jane Grace. We are talking about your new record, Stay Alive, which dropped by surprise on October 1st. It's 14 tracks recorded back in July and recorded very quickly with Steve Albini. And is it true that most of the tracks on the record are first takes?
First, if not second takes. Yeah. And that was another thing. Like, I realized quickly when I was in there that if I was doing more than two takes, that I was losing his interest. And so I was like, all right, and similarly, like thinking like, okay, when I look back 10 years on what I did during the pandemic, I'll be able to say I put out a record. And if there's some songs on that record where maybe my voice goes a little pitchy, that won't actually be what matters. What matters will be that I put out a record during a pandemic.
Let's hear a track from this album. Let's get into the world of it. Is there a song in particular that's on your mind at the moment or that's a favorite for you?
Let's play Shelter in Place.
Give me refuge in your shelter. Give me refuge in your shelter.
So the album is called Stay Alive. And there is this idea, I think, particularly with an artist, and I hope you don't mind me saying this, but an artist that's sort of at your level or has reached your profile and your level of audience. There, it's been a bit of an idea this year, I think, where by you putting out music, you choosing to put an album out, engage with these processes like promo and interviews, you're actually helping a lot of the people you work with stay alive in a sense, keep their livelihoods going in a year where the bottom has just fallen out of the music industry for artists, but also for all of the peripheral people that work around what artists do. So was that something you explicitly thought about with putting out this album, that I want to help the people I love and work with by just getting active again?
100%. I mean, you know, I probably sat on my couch for like a month after the pandemic hit, sitting there just being like, what am I doing? And the more and more I was hearing about in the news of like, what does this mean for venues that are going to close down? What does this mean for the music industry, record stores, whatever? The idea of just like sitting by and letting that all fade away instead of fighting for it when you could fight for it. Like the idea of not working when you can work, when there's so many people who are out of work, seemed morally wrong to me. You know, there are so many people behind the scenes that like work as part of the infrastructure for what we do, whether that's publicists, the people at a merch company, radio people, you name it. Like when you're not working as a band, they're not working. So if no one's doing anything, then it's all just gonna slip away. And if all you have to do is like adjust the way you do it and think about it differently, and maybe it can't happen on the same level that you did it before when there wasn't a pandemic, but it can still happen, then do it, you know? And if it'll make people happy too, like think about how cool it would be if this year, out of nowhere, Guns N' Roses just dropped a record. They're just like, here. Everyone would be like, oh, that's awesome. And they would be so stoked and everyone would feel pretty good. And like, that would be the opposite of feeling pretty bad because all you read about is negativity in the news every day. So doing things like that, where it's like, usually bands won't do stuff like that because there's this whole plan of like, oh, well, you got to plan a touring cycle and you're going to go on tour for 2 years and we got to do this and this and this, and we got to have it all lined up. Just like being beholden to those old ways when clearly the old ways are gone now. Like if you're stuck in the past, like that's going to be the death of everything. You got to adapt and you got to figure out a new way to do it. And then it can still stay alive. It can still stay there.
Axl Rose, if you're listening, drop the record. You know, you've got a folder sitting on your desktop that's full of tracks. No, probably 100 Guns N' Roses unreleased tracks.
I mean, imagine even just like an album of piano ballads. Like just Axl on a piano, stark, like his quarantine album, Axl alone and unplugged. Oh, that'd be great.
Well, you know, AC/DC have just announced their new album and they've announced like the reformation of a classic AC/DC lineup without Axl Rose, who was going around with AC/DC for a bit. So maybe he's still smarting a little bit from that. You know, we might need a bit of recovery time. We got kicked out of AC/DC.
Yeah, I saw that with AC/DC though, and I was like, yes, they have the right idea. You know, don't wait, just do it now because it'll make people happy and you don't know what will happen tomorrow. There's no point in waiting. And like on a very real level, like that crosses your mind as an artist too, where I'm like, what if I die? What if I get sick? Would I not? And I was like, well, I'll just wait to record a record until I know I can tour. And then you're like, oh, now I'm dead and I waited instead of recording a record. Like, that's not acceptable. That's not what you do, you know?
So these songs, do you think you will in a year or 2 years or whenever it will be, when you can get back in the studio with Against Me, do you think you'll revisit these songs? Or it sounds like you'll be starting fresh.
I think we'll start fresh. But I think at the same time, like, we'll definitely play these songs. And I'm sure there'll be recordings, like full band recording versions of them in some form at some point, you know. Like I guess that's like the thing, is like I don't want to put limits on anything, and I don't want to be stuck thinking about something in a certain way of like that's the way it has to be. It's about flexibility right now and adaptability, creativity.
Laura Jane Grace on the line from Chicago, chatting about her new album Stay Alive. Thanks again. Thanks for jumping on Double J.
My pleasure.
I heard a song come on, the jukebox.
Music makes you.
And I said, who, what, wait, who is this? And I was hooked.
There's the lasers, the dry ice, Townsend's doing the windmill. I'm 15 feet from, like, Keith Moon. And it was absolutely mind-blowing. I mean, it just opened this whole world that I'd never had any notion of before.
Double J.